lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody? We're on the air again with Let's Find Out. And I'm here with Frank St. James. And tonight we're going to focus on the new moon, which starts on Tuesday night. It's in Taurus, which of course represents money and beauty and all the nice, rich things in life, and it's opposing the sun in Scorpio, and it's bringing endings of all the things that need to leave your life at this time. It's a very strong full moon, and then we're going to start our new beginning so that as we enter the new decade on January 1st, we'll be ready and clear, and I think that we're all emerging into a wonderful place to be for these next few years that promise to be difficult. It's called the Terrible 20s. And when you're with us, when you're in your own personal power, you don't have to worry about it. You can make your life really work because you're in a unity field of people. And it's a field of healing. So you're going to clear your past lives, clear your anger and your frustrations, and bless the earth and be safe and have what you need to live well. And realize one other thing, as Richard Schulman will be helping us out with at the end of the show, we can live in peace. So it's wonderful living when you drop your anger and your judgments and you just go with the flow. Don't you think so, Frank?
I'm doing that myself, and I've been preaching it for a while to address things that even happened 20, 30 years ago, and you just carried them in your mind, and every time you think about them, you get upset, and it doesn't help, and it's good to even address one at a time if you can, and let it go.
And a lot of people are going to need the spiritual counseling. We have spiritual counseling, and we have ways to help you with our intensives as well as with some exercises to help you feel a little bit better. So, Frank, tell us one of your exercises that you would do to calm yourself down and make yourself focus better.
Well, I was looking at this is one thing you
All right, sorry
this is
to
one
interrupt.
Thing you could do before you go to bed. is write down, I am becoming more self-assured and more self-confident every day. And count it on your fingers and go up to 10 and then count back to one. So you get 20 of 20 counts in, and always focus on that affirmation that you wrote down, and then put the card down and go to sleep. You'll be surprised that you'll start to feel better about yourself and wanting to do more in your future.
All right, we have an Ida. Ida is from New Jersey. Her date of birth is December 2nd. Ida, welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hello, Ida. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to Let's Find Out.
I'm actually calling regarding the question for my daughter. She lost her diamond engagement ring, and I was just wondering if it's completely lost or is it somewhere in the house? Is she going to have any luck finding it?
What do you think, Detective Frank?
The best advice I could give you is that that she goes back to that day and go through everything since she got up in the morning and go through the whole day, everything she did through the whole day. Now, what that does, it'll when did she realize that? A few days after or right away?
Oh, my goodness, I can't remember. I believe the next day.
All right. So if she went back the day before and went through a whole routine, everything, if she went to work, whatever she did. I mean, sometimes you go to the ladies' room, you wash your hands, and then it might slip off, and there's all kinds of different things that'll happen. I feel, for some reason, it might have slipped into the sink for some reason. So,
and here I set to her shower, but who knows?
Yeah, but there's something with the water and the sink and that. But if she goes back to the beginning and goes through the whole routine she did that day, even coming home and whatever, it'll trigger something in the mind, and you're actually your mind will go searching for it. You know, it's
interesting. It's a
wonderful place, believe me. When you just think it through simply. The mind will, the memory will come back, and it'll trigger off where the most vulnerable part was that day.
Okay.
Well, I think that another way that would help is to have her sit down and visualize the ring on her finger until she actually feels it on her finger. She has to concentrate. And ask Spirit, please bring back the ring, and have her visualize it on her finger. And that has worked for people, because I have done that with people, and it really has worked. And she'll either dream it, or there'll be something that will help her to remember. And it can just appear by itself.
Mm. Hmm. So you got two excellent suggestions here, and
perfect.
If you use both of them, I can't see why she won't find it.
Wow, that would be excellent. My goodness. Thank you so much.
But you asked if it was in the house, and I do feel it is in the house that she lives in. They're telling me that. And just
but it didn't go down the drain?
It may have. I don't know how you would... find it.
If she had it on, and especially with the soap sometimes, you don't even realize it. And it might have gone down there. It's easy to get,
But the diamond came off of its setting, so she still has the ring, but but this, the diamond is out of its setting completely.
And how long ago, you said it was...
It's been like a week.
How long has she had the ring?
Oh, well, let's see, 7 years.
Oh, my goodness. Because that has to do with the setting itself. If she didn't have the Tiffany setting, they're always, always vulnerable. The Tiffany has six prongs. The other settings only have four. So I do feel that if she sits down, that there's going to be some kind of magical way that it will come back.
Wow, that would be incredible.
It would be. So let's hope it does. Okay.
Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you. Let's find out.
All right. Bye-bye.
Frank, talk to us about the new moon. Frank?
The moon moon's in Taurus. It's an earth sign. It's a dominant earth sign. It's a lot of people that are Tauruses hold on to things. It's a good time maybe to connect with a job. I know we're in a retrograde, but the Taurus moon might divert it from somewhat. And it might be an old call that they already went to somebody and had an interview. But the Taurus moon, it might bring that in. But that job is going to be a solid job. It's going to stay there. So that's my other feeling about it.
I also do think that people are going to have to be finally letting go. A lot of people know that they should have made a move or done something to get out of their rut, and they want to improve their life, and they're very frustrated that hasn't happened. And of course, the reason that hasn't happened is because they're not making the move to make it happen. And everybody gets so scared to make a change. We're all afraid of change. And unfortunately, they seem to be able to find reasons not to. But now they're saying, they're showing people, the energies are showing the people that they absolutely have to make the change and that it's time to make the change. And it's powerful. It can feel like a loss, but it's not really a loss.
Most of my readings recently have been people actually making changes, a house change after 40 years.
Right.
Job changes. They're, so that's true. That's what's happening.
We have Christina from Connecticut. Christina from Connecticut. Her birth date is July 21st. Welcome to the program, Christine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Just picking up on the job and the changes, I have made significant changes, especially in my career job area. Uh-huh. But it seems like it's gradually improving, small steps. But it's like that sense of stability or that sense of, okay, this is where I belong and this is where I have to be. It's not there yet. It's not, and I wonder how many more changes or if now the last thing I landed in is going to provide that kind of stability that I'm looking for, because when you change so much you become very unstable. You're saying moving, changing, but how many more times, and am I in the right path?
You're always on the right path. But the question that I have for you is, do you really believe that the change is going to happen, or are you thinking maybe it won't, I'm scared and whatever, and so therefore sabotaging that which is coming?
There's always a certain amount of that. You know what?
I'm not sabotaging what's coming. Actually, as I mentioned, I have recently changed, and I think it's for the better, but there are a lot of other things that need to happen, and hopefully they are happening.
So now you have to visualize the outcome.
Yeah.
You visualize the outcome, you don't like it. Yeah. Go ahead, Frank.
It's your own apprehension about the change. But long as you stay with it, the different things that you need to help you with this change will start to come in. But you got to stay focused. You know, it's almost like putting blinders on. You made the change, and now you stick with it, and you'll get the what you need as you keep going forward. I feel very good for your change. I do. Yeah. And it seems to be at the right time also. It's just going to, I think you'll feel better before the end of the year, which is, you know, you only got another month, but you definitely feel a lot more confident in that you did the right thing at the right time. And you'll feel it in January. But you'll pick up what you need to reinforce what you did and where you're going in this direction. Believe me, you're at the right time.
Okay, great. Because it feels good. It feels really much better than other places and environments that I've been. You know, I really would like to remain and grow in this place, at this place. But, you know, there are a lot of other things that need to happen.
Numerology.
That are
can
out
I say
of my
that?
Control.
Numerology. Numerology.
Again.
You're in the second year of a brand new cycle, 9-year cycle. It's your first year in an earth energy. It's called the year of balance. It's perfect. Believe me, you couldn't have timed it better.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'll just keep on, you know, trying to create stability and feel confident that everything is going to go well.
Yeah. It's
absolutely
one of those times you maybe you have to add another sail to your ship, but the ship is strong and it's going in the right direction.
Okay. Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out. So, Frank, we're going into Mercury's going to come out of retrograde on the 20th, and then I think that things are going to move along pretty quickly through the end of the year, and I think that it's going to be very, very soon that we're going to be all singing Auld Lang Syne. I've never seen time go so fast as it has been doing lately, don't you think?
I think also on the political scene, we're going to see a drastic change. Almost all these people are going to disappear that were running because we got new people coming in.
I think she's going to run. I don't know why.
Well, I there are some other people coming in, and they've just been waiting in the background for these people to see what the people, how they respond to the. But these people that have been running haven't had any kind of a decent format. I mean, it's just been going after somebody.
What I heard is that they're saying that they don't think that any of them are strong enough to beat Donald Trump. And of course,
I don't think they're strong enough to stay in their own districts.
They're too busy beating up other people.
They just don't show anything. I mean, people are sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of these night shows that keep going after somebody.
That was in my predictions, and I said we were going to have about 20 people running, and that it was just going to be constant through this year about you know, them trying to get in. However, I think that we're going to have an early winter. I think we're going to have trouble having oil delivered. I think people are going to be a little bit worried about that. And I do think, though, that if we stay in our center and we work with our meditations, that we can come to a new level of spiritual growth. And there is a D-Day coming, you know, in January. We're having that wonderful conjunction of Saturn,
just,
Pluto, and Mars.
Sick and tired of hearing all this negativity. And I always say positive thoughts will give you the goals you desire. Keep it positive. I mean, there's too much negative going on.
Because the world is at the stage.
A lot of people are uneasy.
The world is at the stage of dismantling the rotten structure that can no longer support us. And believe me, this is happening with precision as we harmonize and sync with the earth. And while we're finding our footing on this new and stable foundation, we have to let go of the old. I am safe, it's only change. It's a wonderful mantra. I am safe, it's only change. So, again, we have to just think about
that lady was saying, so she's divine. Apprehensive, but she's feeling good about it.
That's true. So, anyway, the next thing that's happening is that we are doing another fair, and I'm noticing, Frank, that a lot of people aren't coming out anymore to the psychic fairs, and that attendance has gotten down. And I think that's because people are so discouraged. And, of course, what we're trying to do on Let's Find Out is to have reasons for them not to be discouraged.
I did a recent... about a month ago, a symposium on the paranormal, and I had an excellent turnout here in New Jersey, and they were very interested in the investigative work and the spiritual side of it, picking up people that have passed away and showing that even victims can help bring about closing a case too, and it's I always believed, because I had this gift since I was 3.5 years old, the spirit lives. People in your family, they stay with you, the loved ones, and they're there, and that part of it seems to be building up more than putting their name down for a reading. The other thing, too, is don't forget that the younger people are Googling things. If they have a question, they Google it. And it takes away from their own intuition now.
So, well, that's what I was teaching last week. I was saying that we all rely on the internet and Facebook and Messenger, and the internet is your trial, and then Facebook and Messenger is your judge. And it is wonderful that they can Google it, but I think that sometimes we should know things in our own mind as well.
The phones and the TV. What you don't hear is the real message. And these companies hired psychiatrists and neurologists, and they're giving these suggestions all the time, which is actually confusing people. And the more sophisticated they get, I mean, you know now that all of a sudden the phone says, well, here's your monthly report. You went down to the store or...
get that off the internet. And then there's the people that don't even pay any attention to the internet. And they seem to be busy, and they seem to be working. I know I'm up in New Hampshire, and sometimes you don't have internet for a couple of days. like right now, and they seem to be more at peace with themselves when they're not carrying their device every minute and looking at it every 2 seconds and answering an email while they're talking to you. All of these things have taken away human contact. And everybody feels like they feel deserted inside, and they wonder why they feel deserted inside. And what that does is that creates separateness and not feeling listened to or cared about. And that's what I think some of this technology has done.
Well, if you notice that also, of course you have, but some of the intense things that we've been showing for a weekend, bringing people in, showing guided meditations, showing them how to spiritually pick themselves up, there's a lot of people kind of seeking that again. So it's kind of those changes that are going on. And
well,
it's just not so much
feel hopeless. People feel that they can't change. And they feel like they need to hide. And that's unfortunate because that only makes things more difficult. And then they start to feel like they're in tribulation with no relief. However, there's always relief. Relief is coming. Even though we say we're going through these years, relief is coming. And we have to stop the killing and the shooting and the stealing and start working on changing ourselves into more loving and sharing people. And find productive attitudes. We don't have productive attitudes. We think everybody owes us, and we're not putting the work in, although some wonderful people are. And I know we have some wonderful scientific things going on and research, and people just, you know, those people who are so wonderful and are finding our cures in health are able to direct us in a new way. So there's a lot of wonderful, hopeful things going on, but the news never reports it. You never hear about the good people, Frank, the people that are doing so much wonderful work. Anyway, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'm on the air with Frank St. James. And it's time for our break. We're going to take a break, and we will be back right after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of November 11th through November 17th, 2019. Besides the honoring of Veterans Day, Monday the 11th makes the halfway point in the current Mercury retrograde cycle. This brings in a rare transit when the small planet can be seen as a black dot crossing over the face of the sun. You can see this event in North America, but you will need a telescope. On average, there are about 13 special transits of Mercury in each century. The next one will be in 2032. This transit may not affect people directly, but it signifies important information that can include warnings of dangerous and upsetting weather disasters and disturbing and disruptive travel plans. Things could become more complicated because Mercury is retrograde in Scorpio, which carries a dangerous mixture of misunderstandings and crises. The tone shifts from cleaning up the past to doing behind-the-scenes preparation for coming projects, possibly including some upcoming holiday travel. An uncommon astronomical event will be Mercury transiting across the face of the sun. With this energy, there is help in communicating who you are in the world. This transit preludes the full moon on Tuesday, November 12th at 20 degrees Scorpio. This is a time when the unconscious comes to light and makes the next 2 weeks a time to wind down artistic projects, complete your fall planting for spring flowers, consolidate your savings, and review and restructure your portfolio. What do you need to do to strengthen and preserve in your life and to release that what needs to be released? It's time for a little bit of luck, as Love and Money Venus is moving into alignment with lucky and expansive Jupiter. It becomes exact on November 24th. This is a buy-a-lottery ticket combination, Remember that luck comes in many different ways, and in cases of a lottery ticket, it only takes one. If this is your lucky day, one is enough. The weekend is under the influence of a Cancer moon, which makes it a great planning time for your Thanksgiving weekend and tending to your home and family issues. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to our nightly program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have a new service for the holidays for you. Few people know who they really are. They're always asking, what is my life purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? The Extraordinary Secrets
are held within your astrological chart as well as your birth date. I have been writing karma reports for years, and I am developing a way for you to tune in now to who you are, understand your past lives, and combine that with your present circumstances to enhance your life, to identify your special qualities, to become aware of your relationships and improve your love life and increase your understanding of others, as well as to find your good years for money, career, and new opportunities. This is a serious inquiry, and it's simple. It guides you to seek and know more about yourself, your loved ones, and what you can do to gain power to enhance your future. By your past life achievements, you are now in a position to tap into the type of knowledge with the conscious mind, and also use your psychic energies to get to higher levels. The doors have opened for you to choose to walk through and discover for yourself what is on the other side. You have had lifetimes and developed special skills for your soul to enhance and use in this lifetime. With your mutual blessings from your blessed higher self, God, and the angels, you can begin to develop that which you are attuned to, that which you have used in past lives, in order to go forward in this time and bring yourself success, prosperity, and abundance. For the holidays, I have lessened the price of the Karma Report. So just go to my website, new-visions.com, and click on Karma Reports, or you can call me at my 24-hour answering service and place your order. I'm at 201-934-8986, and will confirm your order by email before I begin. Find out about who you are, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it
is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it, why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child? It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for everyone. Oh, 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 oh.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Stevie Wonder with If It's Magic. We certainly need a little magic these days. on with Frank St. James. And, Frank, I wanted to talk about tomorrow because tomorrow is a very special day. It is November 11th, Veterans Day, as well as a very powerful meditation day. It's 11-11. And I know, Frank, that we were talking about our vets while the commercials were playing. So why don't you repeat to me what you were saying?
You know, honoring people that went to defend our country and other countries is so important. And to let them know that we appreciate them. And I do that almost every day. I live in a apartments that a lot of vets live here, and it's people are very special to me anyway. But if I can always take them out, you know, a lot of the guys are in wheelchairs and they need transportation and so I'm always. I'm always there to take anybody anywhere, and I just appreciate them. And I was in the Navy way back in '59. I was in the reserves, but I traveled all over the world, and to see everything that was going on, I just appreciated our country so much that
you do when you're in other countries. You know, Frank, we did those psychic fairs for over 10 years in Doylestown, and once a year we would get to the vets in the Doylestown area, and they provide transportation and buses to hospitals and transportation to shop and everything, and they had every vet's name and knew where to go to help, and I just love that. Also, there is special housing in the state of Pennsylvania where they build houses for vets, where vets can, buy at a special price through the government. And I think that we need to do a lot more of that. We need to honor them and welcome them back because, you know, they go over there as very young men with a lot of hopes and a lot of determination. And some of them come back wounded and hurt, and they've been through. We can't imagine what they've been through, right, Frank?
Yeah, I've never been in a combat situation. I've been through some horrific hurricanes on the ship, but to be in a position where I'm defending myself and my fellow people that are with me, it's a whole different thing. It's, you know, and I've had friends that come back from Vietnam, and some of them haven't, and it's, you know, so I can't help doing what I can for them. I love you guys and women that participated in defending our country.
We love you, too. We love you, too, Frank. Thank you for your service. And we do have a caller, a lovely lady, I believe, from British Columbia, Victoria, actually, area. Her name is Ashley. And she was born October 31st. Welcome to the program, Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. You're a Halloween baby, so you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Actually, my partner and I, we've been following you for a while, and a couple of weeks ago you actually spoke with my partner, mm-hmm. Russ, mm-hmm. and we talked to you and Frank about our cat, actually. And, of course, Frank had insightful information about the cat. Just a little refresher, he had indicated that he might have thought that he was with this cat lady and somebody who perhaps has 26 cats.
Did you find
I'm just wondering if... Frank could provide a little, maybe more insight around this. We really want to find our cat. He's been missing for a very long time, so we love and miss him. And I just wanted to see if there's some more insight.
Well, a feeling that I'm getting now is
He's out there wandering.
Well, he was saying that he was in this lady's house and about
I know what he said.
From where we are. So I've been kind of looking around, and I'm just seeing, like, maybe he could provide something, like, maybe what's the color of the house, or is there maybe a specific number you see, to help us lead to this? Because, I mean, there's a big community here, and if there's a lot of cats missing, if she really does have that many cats, it'd be really nice that everybody helps the community here. A lot of friends are missing their cats, and I really believe that maybe this lady has them.
Let's see if Frank has an answer. Frank, do you have an answer? Frank? We may have lost Frank.
We lost Frank completely. I think
he went way out there.
He did. In fact, to be quite honest, folks, I'm not sure, because he does show us there, and we are connected, but we're not getting his audio. So
he may have had some kind of an emergency. I'm feeling that it's going to be a while longer about your cat, but I do feel that when you get to December, and I hate to say it's that long, but that's what I'm feeling, that you could have unexpected surprise. And I know that some part of you has to feel the cat is gone, but Frank was very reassuring that the cat still is alive, and what has to happen is those cats have to start getting, you know, escaping from wherever they're being kept. And I think one of them may happen, and then it will be discovered. So I hope that helps. I see a brown house with white trim. I see a number 87. I don't know. I hope that's helpful to you.
I know that he was saying that there was a window that some of the cats would come to.
He's not on, so
around the window. Is it a big window?
I can't help you there. And Frank is not on to speak with us, and that's the best I can do tonight. So thank you for calling, and good luck to you.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out.
And next week, we're going to have a teaching program, and then it'll be coming into Thanksgiving. We are now ready for our meditation, starting with William singing
water. We have Frank back.
Frank is back. Good. Hi, Frank. Can you give us the phone number of how people can reach you?
Yes, it's 862. 684-1904.
Great. And I'm on the road. I've been on the road since last May. I do have a 24-hour answering service that I want to give everybody. And you can leave a message and we will get back to you. It's 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. Sorry we had a disruptive show tonight, but we'll be back next week. Now get ready for the meditation. It's a very special one. And then Richard Schumann will be playing We Can Live in Peace. Thank you and good night.
Water. It's known by many names. Muslims call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water.
dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world. If I could wash away the world. If I could wash away. Same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God.
Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light.
when the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form. As you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension, to remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses. The sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch? Or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense. And this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the guards. Just one taste, taste and see, and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been. And you were invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this as good. I see this as not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe, and with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch, breathe as you feel, breathe as you see, breathe as you hear, and taste the nectar, taste the breath. This is glorious and profound, and you are truly in touch with yourself. You were in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas.
prayer beyond prayer, as you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations.
Thank you. Thank you.